Tiptoeing, tiptoeing, tiptoeing.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back. So this is going to be the new concept of the Perspectives wrap-up. We're going to wrap up some stuff, put it all into focus, and put a little bow on it, and, you know, say our goodnights. So the concept of the hear it, the see it, and the move it, that whole concept really works. And if you try to do it, practice it daily, and it'll change your life, and it'll change it for the absolute better. And if you do it, it's actually a quick and painless way of changing your life. If you are actually the master of your own destiny and your own life as though everybody claims that they are, then you must begin to act like one. If you really are the master and you really are in charge of your life, then you need to act like you are. So when you're being in charge of your own happiness, it begins with my proven technique that you can do, and this will change your life. So remember how to do it. If you have any questions or thoughts on how to do it, go to liveyourtruelife.org and also check out the book. There's a whole chapter on it. It tells you exactly how to do it. You know, the importance of making the right decisions when it comes to selecting the correct friends is vital. And I think that after listening to Dorothy and I talk a little bit about it, you understand, and I think that you've already probably thought in your head how important it truly is. You know, when you place yourself around people that care and support, and they support you and they care about you, you're creating a life of love and compassion. And when you're doing that back and forth and it's this mutual concept, it really creates love in your life. And when you put yourself with people that are holding grudges, you know, or they have misdirected anger, or, you know, sometimes, which I'd like to hit on in a future show, is that when some people are consciously or even subconsciously don't want to see you succeed, as well as they might be wanting to hold you down, you need to make a change and you need to end that cycle, because that cycle is not helping anyone. The thoughts for the week. First off, before Sunday, next Sunday, think about these thoughts. Are you always trying to save other people? Think about this. Are you always trying to save other people? Second, do the people that you're always trying to save, do they want to be saved? Do they even need to be saved? Do they know that they need any saving? Or are you just going out this doing this willy-nilly just trying to save everybody because you think that there's something wrong in their life? You know, also, are you seeing people for whom they truly are, who they truly are in your life, or are you seeing their potential? Because potential is not a friend. Potential is not in your life. They are. I hope you're also eating well, you're taking care of yourself, you're getting quality sleep, because all these things go together. You can't do one without the other. You can't be one-sided without something else happening. So don't forget to go online to www.liveyourtruelife.org. You can hear past shows of Perspectives. You can read the new life-changing blogs, because there's always stuff on there, and it really works. And on top of that, you can read why other people are raving about the book, but you can also read what other people think, because there's all kinds of comments and things on there, which is kind of neat. You can also send me an email if you'd like to ask a question that you wouldn't want to ask on the air. Live Your True Life is a fast and accurate system for obtaining that life that you've always imagined. It's your time. It's your time. So you got to seize your life success opportunity. Don't forget to tune in next week and gain a new perspective. You know, good night from Victory Plaza. It's Ashley Burgess. You've been listening to Perspectives on 570 AM KLIF with myself and Dorothy Holbrook. We say good night and have a wonderful, safe evening.